You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, mosquito-borne diseases like Zika are making the insects public enemy number one this summer. We'll find out how scientists are working to manage mosquitoes.
First, businesses around the state currently have the ability to ban guns on their premises. This was part of Wisconsin's concealed carry law, which passed in 2011. But a new bill being proposed in the assembly could add a new wrinkle.
It's called the Disarmed Citizen Compensation Act, and it would make these businesses liable for injuries that happen in their establishment. Under the law, if it ultimately passes, people could sue the business three times over if they were unable to protect themselves with a firearm.
Joining us now to talk about his new bill is Republican Representative Bob Gannon from Slinger. He represents the 58th Assembly District. Representative Gannon, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can you talk first through the basics? What would change under the legislation that you're working on?
Well, actually, I believe this takes the concealed carry weapon law in the state of Wisconsin and makes it go full circle. Currently, the law adds some tort protection, some protection against liability for business owners that allow concealed carry holders on their premise. If they allow a concealed carry holder on their premise and that person uses the weapon and hurts somebody, the business cannot be held liable. Conversely, we have nothing that says that a business is liable if they don't allow a citizen of this state to protect themselves, and that's where this law is going. It's closing the gap. Now, if a business with this law passed, if a business does not allow you to carry on their premise, it will become their responsibility for your safety. The law would make it a strict liability, which means you do not need to litigate whose fault it is. All you have to do is prove they had to sign up and did not allow you to conceal carry. And then that you go right to the damages phase. And based on this original proposal, it would be three times damages, which is it's designed purposely to encourage businesses to allow citizens to join the security of our country.
Right. So that's the main idea here. Not so much that this law would come into effect that much and the triple liability, but it would be an incentive, I guess, for businesses to not post a gun-free zone sign.
Yeah, the term used in law enforcement is force multiplier, and we do live in a different world. I hate to break the news to anybody that's been living under a rock, but we're not living in Mayberry anymore, and there are people that are bound and determined to harm others, and we better be prepared for it. I hope never in my lifetime that anybody has to pay triple damages. I hope that my lifetime there's not another terrorist attack. That's not realistic, though.
And this came out, though I understand you've been working on it, this came out after the shootings, of course, in Orlando. Was that part of what led you to bring this out now?
Yeah, the reason I released it now, even though we're not in session until January, is I do believe that what came out of Orlando is they kept blaming the gun instead of actually talking about the fact that we have terrorists and we have common criminals, local criminals, homegrown, that are bound and determined to harm people. So taking rights, Second Amendment rights away from law-abiding citizens just did not seem to me like the correct answer to the terrorist issue.
Have you heard a lot of support from constituents or from fellow lawmakers so far?
Well, actually, honestly, I've heard some pushback from some lawmakers in my own party that they don't like more tort law and more liability. So this may be tweaked and be changed a little bit before it gets put out. I have heard strongly, and when I do the research, some of them are actually kind of abusive, and they seem to be coming from more liberal bastions of the state. They're not coming from my district. So in my district, actually, there's very few businesses that have a no weapons policy. There's only certain pockets of this state that have this. But unfortunately, they are in the urban areas, which have been the center of terrorist activity.
A lot of people will point toward the numbers when it comes to gun deaths and say, yes, these mass shootings are horrible, but they're rare. A lot more gun deaths happen in things like suicides, of course, but also domestic violence, disputes on the street, in a bar, things like that. They're worried that having more guns in public places, especially public places with alcohol involved, might create more risk for people. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it's a debate that should be had. But the reality is we've had very, very few issues with the concealed carry weapon law in Wisconsin by the law-abiding citizen. The person that is violating the CCW law is the same person that would be a criminal without the law. people that respect law and order are not violating the law. It's people that do not have respect. My law change, my statute changes to defend those that actually follow the law. There's nothing we can do with those that are going to violate any law regardless.
We're talking to State Representative Bob Gannon about his proposed legislation. It'll actually be formally unveiled in January in a new session on gun laws, concealed carry and no carry zones, gun-free zones, and liability for that. I understand you come from the insurance industry yourself. Did that inform how you approach this law?
Well, it actually gives me a knowledge of how the tort system works, how civil justice works. And you know, it's kind of a little bit interesting in that trial attorneys have told me over and over again in my 34 years in the insurance business that part of the reason they sue businesses for product liability because their product injured somebody or for premises slip and falls is to try to create a safer place for all consumers. Well, I think the trial attorney should jump all over this one because we're trying to create a safer place for all consumers, and we're going to hold businesses liability just as they do if a little bit of water sprayed on the grocery floor and somebody slipped, or just like they would do if somebody was negligent with a car. We're going to hold businesses responsible for having a safe place of business.
People who are maybe not concealed carry license holders themselves, people who are not people who own or carry guns in public, worry about the other end. A headline in Milwaukee just the other day, a gun accidentally discharged a shrapnel, mildly injuring four people. But people worry about that. Does this person have a gun, first of all? Are they handling it safely? Do I have to be watching out for guns every time I go out to, I don't know, a restaurant or a movie?
Well, actually, this does not preclude a business from still being a gun-free zone. Mm-hmm. They can put up the sign and be a weapon-free zone. That's not stopped by this law. All it means, though, is they will be responsible if they do not have a defense mechanism for keeping their guests safe. I would recommend metal detectors. I would recommend security guards. I would recommend knowing your customers. There's a lot of ways to protect your consumer and put them in a safe place. This actually should make those that are uncomfortable around guns very, very happy, because this will mean that when a business truly puts up a no concealed carry sign, that they are going to keep you safe. They're not just putting up a sign and saying, well, the sign made you safe. Because signs, if you aren't aware, the Azana Salon Spa shooting, the Sikh Temple shooting, the school shooting, the shopping center with the congresswoman,
Gifford.
At a food store. We've had them in movie theaters. Now we had them at a nightclub. Those were all gun-free zones. And I'm sure your listeners felt very safe because they don't like guns, but unfortunately, the common thug and criminal didn't follow that little paper sign.
People have pointed to the Orlando shooting, saying, you know, the bouncer, at least one bouncer was armed. I think off-duty or former police officer, there was a firefight that didn't enhance safety, they argue.
Yes, it's because if I was a criminal and he had cased that joint many, many times, there's very clear documentation that this shooter was very wise and went in and knew where that guy was. And he went in and took out the only defense in the property. Now, if there was a citizen like me that doesn't drink alcohol but still goes to dance clubs, there's a chance that I may have been carrying and he wouldn't know where I am in the premise or who I am. It would have been much, much safer. Instead of 49 dead, maybe we'd only have 48. I think that's worth the risk.
The Journal Sentinel talked to some people in the business community, not excited about this, I think partly just because of the risk of liability, the idea of state-imposed mandates that they're not comfortable with. How would you sell this to business owners?
Well, and that's where it may be tweaked before it gets introduced, because I am not a fan of big government telling people how to do it. I think what we do is we make this as make it as workable as possible so that the businesses can make their places safe and make the consumers safe. The state legislature does this daily. Your food safety is predicated based on state statutes on how they must handle your food. It's everywhere you go, there are the state legislature has stuck their nose in to tell businesses how to run it to keep the consumer safe. The smoking law, making every business in the state of Wisconsin non-smoking, was sold to the citizens and to the legislature that we're going to keep the consumers safe. We're going to keep the employees safe. Well, this is the exact same thing. So I do understand that conservatives like myself don't like more regulations, but sometimes we have to do it to counter the other side of the aisle.
And before we let you go, are you familiar with similar laws in other states, or would this be, as far as you know, a first here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, it's been a first. It has gone nationwide. It's in the national press, and I have seen no documentation that anybody else has come up with it. We are doing a search at this time that I've heard that there's some other, in the same vein of thought, some other legislation that's been proposed or passed in other states, and we are doing research there. Because, as I say, until this gets released in January, it's open for consideration on how to truly word it. Part of the beauty of the deliberative process, the neat part of a democracy, is we have a significant conversation before we pass the laws. What I come up with has to get 49 other state representatives to agree to. So I've got more work to do.
Representative Gannon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Bob Gannon is the Republican representative from Wisconsin's 58th Assembly District. He joined us to talk about his new Disarmed Citizen Compensation Act, which he'll be introducing in the next session of the Assembly. The bill would hold gun-free businesses liable for gun-related injuries.